Samyan. Thank you for listening, and stay safe.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020. CILU now presents Indie Beat.
Thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. I'm Mae Wandinger. Northern Royals is a 5-piece alternative rock band from Winnipeg who've shared a stage with bands like Royal Tusk and Jet Set Satellite. They'll soon be releasing their self-titled EP, which was produced by Garth Richardson. I'll be featuring Northern Royals in half an hour. First, here's Attica Riots with I'm Not the Only One.
I'm not the only one lonely enough to come to this place tonight. Some cigarettes paced around the halls. I got no one to see me out, so I call upon the crowd. And you came here with the possibility of love. For that, I thank you all. Self-aware. Now there's nothing on me that's an accident, yet I feel so unprepared. But you came here with the possibility of love. For that I thank you all.
space and in its nature and its time. Better take a leap of faith and learn to fly before the courage in your heart begins to die.
That was Hawking with Broken Glass. Here's Sky Wallace with Long Way Down. Here's Matt Blaze with Set Me Free.
I was looking for a sign in the time of retribution. I didn't mean to be unkind, but everybody let me down. I need to shed my
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
As plain as ghosts with safety pin. Here's Rain Lee with Crazy.
Thank you.
Escape reality. After the break, I'll be featuring Northern Royals. First, here's the matinee with Temper Temper.
Minimum wage, that is delicate age.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online finance solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
We now continue with Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Don't you ever leave me, Lord. Just want you to stand here by my side. We stay up late, reminiscing on the times we used to date. Just want you to think back to the day we first met. Can't believe we're falling again. Got this feeling within that I just can't let go.
That was Falling by Northern Royals, a five-piece alternative rock band from Winnipeg who shared a stage with bands like Royal Tusk and Jet Set Satellite. They'll soon be releasing their self-titled EP, which was produced by Garth Richardson. I spoke with vocalist Evan Chandler over Skype. Evan, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Not really, actually. My mom and dad did not play any musical instruments. My brother did for a bit, but he did kind of stopped after a few years. So kind of just me.
Do you remember what the very first song or record was that you ever bought for yourself?
I think it was 3 Days Grace 1X.
Goodness.
I've actually never been asked that question before, and I never even thought about it.
What do you think was the driving force for you? What made you realize that music was something you were called to take part in?
Just listening to some of the earlier rock bands like Finger Eleven, 3 Days Grace. Just remember singing those rock melodies and those choruses every day, all day. And I've never been that interested in playing guitar as much as I wanted to sing. So I remember I got a guitar from my mom when I was in grade 5. And the only reason I was playing guitar was so I could sing along to it. So now we're in a 5-piece band where I actually put down the guitar and we got 2 really talented guitar players. So I could just kind of focus on singing and being a front man running around stage.
How did you come together with Kyle, Bo, Kendra, and Cody to form Northern Royals?
Me and Cody met when we were playing hockey together about 10 years ago. And Cody and Kendra lived together at that time. And then I ended up moving in with them. So the 3 of us started the band 10 years ago. Bo just joined late 2019. And Kyle joined, I think it was a couple of years now. But basically, we just knew them through other bands and playing shows together around Winnipeg here. And we kind of recruited them.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a really collaborative process, or is there someone that usually takes the lead?
Very collaborative. We generally just jam. Someone will bring a riff, whether that's guitar or bass, or me bringing a vocal melody or chord progression. But we always like to jam it as a group and kind of build it that way. Rarely is a full song completed and brought in. Sometimes, but rarely.
You formed the band in 2011 and released your EP 10 Cent Lemonade in 2015. You've since released a few singles and you're getting set to put out a new EP soon. We'll listen to a couple of those tracks in a few minutes. How do you feel your sound has evolved with your newer music?
I think it's more focused now. I think we know exactly what we want. Back in 2015, that was actually under the name The Autopilots. We had to change our name due to legal reasons. And then we just kind of felt that was a perfect opportunity to rebrand and kind of find our new sound. And the sound is similar to what it was before. Like I said, I think it's more focused now. We know a lot more what we want. Maybe more hard rock now in some ways, and actually kind of more pop in some ways too. So,
tell me about some of the people you worked with in producing the new EP.
We worked with an amazing legendary producer, Garth Richardson, out in BC. Just called him up today and asked if he was interested in working with us. And he said, you know, he's heard of us and he likes what we're doing and liked my plan for the future. So we flew out there and we worked with him and his audio engineer, Ben. And kind of odd, the drummer of Headley, the former drummer of Headley, was there as our drum tech. Mm. And yeah, he's actually doing some backup vocals on the EP as well. So it was just a really, like, we started planning that late 2018, early 2019. We recorded in June. And yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Your forthcoming single, Fools, from the new EP has already been getting radio play around Winnipeg. What can you tell me about that song?
That's our most, I think, high-energy song on the EP. It's actually the first time we've had our bass player, Kendra, kind of singing solo parts and not just backups as well. So we first did that on Power 97. We just felt it was such a good hard rock, high-energy song to play. So then on Power 97, we got to play it on CKUW, on Electric Residence, and now here with you.
Hey! Come on! slippery mama. It's 1,000 degrees. I'm burning up from the fire that you put on me. I can feel the heat. I can take the pain. But the music is
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
We'll be right back. down, and I'm dying to try. I want it all.
Waves, I Want It All is it's about kind of how we felt we were making waves in the music industry, or even the local scene here in Winnipeg. We, at the beginning of 2011 to 2015, with our old band, we didn't really understand what it took to get your name out there and what it took to get your songs heard. So Waves, I Want It All is just saying, like, I want that recognition from the local scene and from the Canadian scene. And it's just kind of a confident way of saying we're making waves, you know.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, when you're in the studio recording, or when you're up on a stage?
I've always said I like recording the best. I feel that it's just, there's so much creativity there and everyone's focused on the same thing, which is songwriting. And that sometimes is hard to get when you're just jamming or rehearsing for a set. So I will say I feel most comfortable, and I feel like the best part about music for me is in the studio. But there is that feeling on stage when you have a lot of fans that are singing your songs, dancing. That's something that I could never live without. And it's been really hard with COVID to not play for people. So I'm going to say probably most of the band would say live on stage, but I'm going to say studio record.
You have played a lot around Manitoba in the club scene and on the festival circuit, and you've shared a stage with a bunch of notable bands, including Royal Tusk and Jet Set Satellite. Can you tell me about a show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one for you?
To me, it was Royal Tusk. We just played a show with Royal Tusk, Broken Love, and Sights and Sounds. And Broken Love was a band I was following really closely since they first came out with music. I think it was late 2019, or it might have been this year. Anyways, awesome band. I was so excited to share the stage with them. And Royal Tusk, I mean, I've been following them for a very long time. Super good band as well, and just super nice guys. So it was really cool to be on a rock bill with so many great names. To me, that was the most memorable. But we had an awesome time with Jet Set Satellite and the Legacies as well. So,
what's the very worst piece of advice anyone's ever tried to give you about this career?
The worst piece of advice? I think some people have told me that I need to do things certain ways, that I can't. I think vocally is where I feel people say you have to be this or you have to be that, your songwriting has to be this or that, you have to pick one. And I think over the years I've found people are much more receptive if you just make the music you want to make. You do have to find your sound, you do have to be a bit of a brand and an image, but I think as soon as we just kind of let go of all that, we're like, we're just going to make music we love, I'm going to sing the way I want to sing. So I think maybe that's the worst advice, is you have to do it this way, because there's no right way to do music, which I'm learning every day.
You alluded to this a little, but it is really hard for musicians making plans right now, and you've had to delay the release of your new EP, and I'm sure a bunch of touring because of the COVID virus, but what do you think's on the horizon for you over the next few months?
Yeah, it was tough to, we were supposed to release the EP May 30th, and now everything's delayed. We're going to be releasing the single Waves we heard today, officially with a lyric video. And then we have another single coming out, I would say within the next 3 to 4 months. And that's about all I'll say right now. We're still kind of planning things venues just started opening up, so we're thinking maybe we'll do an EP release here in Winnipeg. Maybe it'll be a live stream. I'm not sure yet. So.
Where can we find you on the interwebs to keep track of upcoming releases and performances?
You can check us out on northernroyals.com, which has links to all of our social media as well as streaming platforms. But you can go to facebook.com/northernroyals, Instagram at northernroyals. And like I said, we're on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, To the Floor. What can you tell me about that one?
To the Floor was in a weird phase between when the Autopilots had to change her name. We released three singles, Against the Grain, To the Floor, and Falling. So we were kind of exploring her sound. I think To the Floor is probably the most heavy we've ever been. Some people like it, some don't. I think that's kind of something that we're moving away from. But dynamically, it's a really cool song. A lot of studio magic was put into that.
It's always been actually one of my favorites that I play the most on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a neat one, but it's definitely different, I think, from our new stuff. But
love the new stuff and can't wait to hear the rest of the EP. Evan, thanks so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Thanks for having me.
Pain, you'll never stop and turn around. Just
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I've never seen anything so horrible and stupid in my life. I've never seen anything so bad. And then I see them trying to justify it.